Allahu Akbar.
With no let-up to the fighting, governments backing opposition forces are considering new ways to support the rebellion against embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, with government troops now massing near rebel-held parts of the city of Aleppo. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
The regime appears to be preparing new assaults, endangering the lives and safety of hundreds of thousands of Syrians who are already in desperate need.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the dangers made worse by Assad allies, Hezbollah and Iran.
So we are focusing our efforts now on doing all that we can to support the opposition as they work to change the balance on the ground.
Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are working toward talks on a new transitional authority for Syria. That will be the focus of next week's G8 summit, says its host, British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We should use the G8 to try and bring pressure on all sides to bring about what we all want in this House, which is a peace conference, a peace process, and the move towards a transitional government in Syria. And I'm delighted to tell the House that President Putin will be coming in advance of the G8 for meetings in Downing Street on Sunday, when we can discuss this.
President Putin says Western democracies backing the opposition do not understand what's happening in Syria.
Some people who are looking from the outside think that if they can paint this entire region with someone's favorite brush, and this brush is democracy, then there will be peace and order. But this is not true. You cannot do anything, especially from the outside, without taking into account the history, tradition, and religious specifics of this region.
The conflict sent tens of thousands of refugees into Jordan and Lebanon and Turkey, adding to pressure for a political solution, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
I think world leaders feel that, again, unless they can find some way to get the parties together, begin to get them talking, we will confront a disaster in which perhaps half of all Syrians, 11 million people, will be in need of assistance by the end of this year.
Hague says the scale of human suffering inflicted by President Assad beggars belief.
The campaign of murder and tyranny that they have waged for more than 800 days now is not only a moral outrage, it's a grave threat to the wider region, it's a danger to our own national security.
Having discussed what further options Thank might be exercised in Syria, Hague and Kerry had nothing to announce. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.